Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, this is the podcast. Hope you're doing well.
Don't do it, guys. Please. Please don't play my mum again.
Ah, look.
Your mum was great.
No,
come on.
Let's play your mum. Your mum was beautiful and sweet, and she told us lovely stories about your lack of talent as you were growing up. You grew into your talent.
Oh, man. And then you got a text message from mum afterwards. She was filthy on herself for just destroying you on air.
She was, because she had prepared to kind of tell the story of, you know, the journey of not being able to do music until I did get into it. And she never got to say that part.
Yeah, well, mum, I know that ma'am would be listening. Ma'am, limited time. It's called radio. It's not the BBC where you get to talk for a whole hour.
But she was worried that she kind of embarrassed you. All she needed to do was stick around and listen to my mum.
Oh.
And she would have felt a lot better.
And that is why in this podcast you will get to hear Sammy's mum one more time.
Yes, absolutely. These two mums have destroyed their children in the best possible way. So enjoy.
This is Sammy's Daily Dilemma. Here's my dilemma.
Please explain.
I need you to explain, please. It's my best Pauline accent.
It was
please
pretty good.
Explain.
It was pretty good.
As
not
a
bad.
Queenslander, we all do it quite well. Now, in honour of our special Mother's Day show today, this one comes from my mum, this Daily Dilemma. She was on Facebook yesterday and she has a friend who's Welsh, and there was an article she posted from Wales Online, and it said this: a national survey has found that a third of all people in the UK only wash their bed sheets once a year.
Oh, my God.
There are a few other things in the survey. Let's circle back
to
the bed
sheets. And their underpants once a week.
No, 20% of people don't wash their underwear after a single use.
Man.
36% of people only wash their blankets once a year. And 18% of people only wash their jeans once a year.
Once
now, I know
a year.
Everyone's got a favourite pair of jeans, but come on.
No, but okay, just about the jeans. I mean, the jeans, they've done studies and they say that you should put your jeans into the freezer at nighttime. And it helps them to last longer and actually indirectly cleans them. Unless, of course, you've soiled them in some way or other. Okay, bear in mind that you haven't soiled them. If it's just general wear and tear, you're meant to put them in the freezer.
All right.
So I get that. On Damien's same thing, if you haven't shat the bed, you should be fine.
Well, do you know what? It made Mum think. She said, I only wash our bed sheets once a week. I mean, is that too... Am I washing them too often? And I said, no, I wash mine once a week. Every Saturday, they go in the wash. But our producer outside was just saying that he had a neighbour who used to wash her entire family's sheets every day. And she had three boys in single beds. So it was a double bed and three single beds daily.
Well, that's what just nuts.
What's the rule?
That's over the top.
What's the rule?
Damon, how often do you and...
Well, we're not once a week.
Oh.
All right. No, we're not once a week. Once a week is a lot to do. I got to be totally honest with you.
You got four beds.
Yeah, there's five beds at any particular time, okay? Five kids, five beds, and then guests coming over and all the rest. To be doing that every week, there's no time for that.
Yeah, but you could stagger them. You don't have to do them all in the one day.
Yeah, but when you got two parents who are working, Eileen's full time working as well. Where do you find time to do that?
Teach the kids how to use the washing machine.
We already have them cooking our dinners. I mean, how much can we ask of these poor unfortunates?
Look at how that's working.
I mean, the amount of cleaning we get them doing as well. I mean, geez, to throw in like washing bedclothes as well, that might push it a little bit.
I reckon once a week. I'm comfortable with once a week, Straney. Once a week, so
you wash your bed sheets.
Once a week, the whole family.
And you got four kids.
That's right.
So you have five.
Yeah, but they're all. We chuck all of their sheets in pretty much together.
How dirty would they get?
Fit in the one machine.
Massive washing machine, man. When you got six people, it's the big.
Oh.
The big mama.
The big one.
My washing machine can't even handle like one sheet and a couple of pillowcases. It does that thing where it has a full like attack and like shakes, and the neighbours start calling the police.
That's a good dilemma. I reckon. I want to find out. Illawarra, give us a call right now. 427-51-965. How often do you give the sheets a bit of a wash? Because I'd love to find out. We've got Damien Leith here once a month.
It's not once a
week.
Sammy
and I are on the
once a
week bandwagon.
It's certainly not once a week. Once a week is not. And actually, by the way, It's only if you're sweating your brains off and all your particles are all over your sheets.
Damien, it's not just sweating. Every day you shed hair particles.
I'm glad you said shed.
And we just had Sammy's Daily Dilemma about the 12 months of not washing sheets, well, which is appalling.
My mum would like to know for today's Daily Dilemma, how often should you wash your sheets, based on a Facebook post she saw from a Welsh friend that said they in the UK, 30% of a third of people wash their bed sheets once a year. Mm. I'm a once a week gal.
Yeah, Paul has given us a call from Shell Harbour. What do you say on the Daily Dilemma, mate?
Well, we've got to go back and you've got to look at the situation. This is when I was single back around about the 2000s, right, and divorced, you know. I used to have a shower every night before I went to bed and I'd sleep on the left-hand side of the bed for about a week. And then hand side of the bed for about a week, right? So I'd do that for about a while. So it would be sometimes maybe 6 months before you'd change the sheets.
No, I get where he's coming from. The same philosophy is with underpants. What you do is you wear them one way, and then you inside out, and then the opposite way, right? Yeah, it's the same theory. It works.
So, Paul, would you then, like, turn the sheet around and turn it over so you sleep on both sides of that same sheet as well?
Oh, now you're talking. Hey, I never thought about that.
Could have extended it to 12 months.
That'd be a good idea.
No. Paul is certainly not the expert on that.
No, possibly
sure.
None of this.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Shh. Can you keep a secret? This is Wave FM's Mum's the Word for Brilliant Blooms Balgownie.
It is a huge day for all of our mums, not only here at Wave FM with Shh, Mum's the Word, but of course for all mums this Sunday, it is a huge day for Mother's Day.
Yeah, now earlier on we spoke to my mother. My mam rang her in Ireland and I know she was a little bit nervous getting on the phone and I do feel bad doing this, Sammy, but we've also called your mam. Do you call her mam?
I call her Moo Moo.
Oh, Moo Moo.
Actually, we call my Moo Moo in our household.
Good morning, Moo Moo Ria.
Good morning.
Oh, it is lovely having you on the show with us this morning and lovely having Sammy here. Now, we've got you on the phone and I've got to ask you some questions, all right? Sammy, she's lovely, but what was she like as a baby?
Oh, she was very demanding. Oh. Very demanding as a baby.
No surprises.
But we always, we think it's because she was very sick when she was very little and had to be hospitalised and isolated. So we think maybe that was why she came home demanding.
They had to strap me to the bed, apparently. Like, I was a baby strapped to a hospital bed. Wow. No wonder I had issues.
Wow, jeez. Tackling the nurses and the doctors. Oh, my God. And Rio, one thing we've learned about Sammy over the last while is we've a couple of games here and she's so competitive with the games. I thought I was competitive, but she is. Has she always been competitive?
Always. Since when she was very little, she started swimming club with the family. She'd line up on the blocks to have her race and she'd have to wee herself because she wouldn't take the time to go to the toilet in case she missed out on her race.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Sammy Lucas. Sammy. You little bedwetter, you.
Hey, at least I didn't pee in the pool. I peed before I...
No.
How do you know this happened, Mum?
Because you were the only one with a puddle underneath you.
We saw it. We'd see her standing there with her legs crossed while the fellow was lining up to start. And then, we'd say, we'd ask her after, why did you do that? She said, well, I didn't have time to go to the toilet. I wasn't going to miss my race.
Oh, my goodness me. I've heard it all.
Pee on the
block.
Gee. Yeah, nervous wheeze.
Can we make sure whenever we're playing a game here that we ask her has she gone to the toilet beforehand? Because we don't want it happening in the studio.
No, definitely not.
Oh, Moo Moo, I've got to be honest, this has been fantastic catching up with you.
Oh, Mum.
Thank you.
For sharing that. Lovely. That's never been told on radio before. So.
Oh, my goodness
You're
me.
You're welcome, everyone. If you see me in the public pool, just get
away. Step aside just in case. You never know.
Well, wait a minute. Did I win the races?
That's not important.
Yeah, you mostly did.
See,
yes, you're a very good swimmer.
Eyes on the prize, Strainy. You're not focused. You're not going to win gold.
Eyes on the prize. Don't worry about the pool and the pee. Oh, God. Hey, Rhea, wonderful to catch up with you. Thanks so much for your time. And have an amazing Mother's Day as well.
Thank you.
I still love you, Mum.
Thank you very much. Love you, Sam.
What about that?
Oh, my goodness. I love that. I love that. We're going to be keeping a very close eye on you from here on, Sammy.
Sammy's been in the Illawarra Mercury for the last few days about joining us. And now the headline, Sammy wins everywhere.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainy and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, look, obviously we did say with Wave FM's Mum's the Word, there was plenty of great things that we threw to all of you mums and everybody who entered. The Brilliant Blooms bouquet worth $300. The Naked Tan, where everybody's going to look amazing in the next couple of days. Damien and I definitely need that one. But Damien, you're all good with that, mate?
You know, we're all emotional right now, okay? Because that was an emotional song. But last night, I was at Jersey Boys, all right? It's at the WEC, and I got to tell you, it was amazing. Mm. Absolutely amazing. I was blown away. And for all the mothers here in the room right now, guess what? We got tickets for you guys. You're also going to Jersey Boys this weekend. Yoo-hoo!
Congratulations, mums. Well done.
You pulled one out of your back pocket.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Oh.
All right. To give you a taste of Jersey Boys, we've got the Jersey Boys themselves. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Sherry, baby.
Sherry, can you come out tonight?
Come out tonight.
Sherry, baby.
Sherry, baby.
Sherry, can you come out tonight?
Why don't you come on?
Come tonight, this party.
Come on.
Sherry, baby.
Sherry, can you come out tonight?
Come out tonight. Come out
Sherry,
tonight.
Baby, Sherry,
come out
Sherry,
tonight.
Baby, Sherry,
come out
Sherry,
tonight.
Baby, Sherry,
thank you very much. We're the Jersey Boys. Come and see us at the Wynn Entertainment Centre. We're on from the 7th till the 9th of May. We've got four more shows left, so please don't miss out. And this next little one is called Big Girls Don't Cry.
Look again.
Cry.
Big girls don't cry.
You said they don't cry.
My girl said goodbye.
My oh my.
My girl didn't cry.
I wonder why.
Silly girl.
Shame on you, your mama said.
Silly girl.
Shame on you, you cried in bed.
Silly girl.
Shame on you, you told a lie. Big girls do cry. Baby.
I was cruel.
Baby, I'm a fool.
I'm such a fool. Silly boy.
Told my girl we had a breakup.
Silly boy.
Thought that she would call my bluff.
Silly boy.
Then she said to my surprise,
big girls do cry. Big girls
don't cry.
They don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
That's just an alibi.
Big girls don't cry. Big girls don't cry. Big girls don't cry.
Unbelievable. To all of our mums, one more time, put your hands together for the Jersey Boys. I hate them. They're absolute freaks. They've got way too much talent. That's why I hate them. Don't forget to go and check them out at the WEC. If you don't have your tickets, make sure you book them. Damien's already seen them. As he said, they are amazing. Make sure you check out the shows until Sunday. Take your mum for Mother's Day to see the Jersey Boys. Gang, thanks again for popping in to Wave FM.
Thank you.
Put your hands together for them all.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.